We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, esteemed viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Masthead Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotos on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungal Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Commission donates more than 3 million euro to Nepal. In cultural news, International Youth Day is commemorated to support the lives of young people around the world. In Veg News, an acclaimed Canadian athlete's recent book highlights the plant-based diet for health and sustainability. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 12th, is the birthday of Her Majesty Queen Sirikit of Thailand. This special occasion is also recognized as National Mother's Day in Thailand. Her Majesty Queen Sirikit is the royal spouse of His Majesty King Bhumibol Adulyadej, the world's longest reigning monarch. Devoted to the people of Thailand, Her Majesty is much loved for her support of humanitarian health and education efforts, for environmental and wildlife protection, as well as for the preservation of Thai heritage and culture. May Buddha bless Your Majesty with many more years of vibrant health and joy. We respectfully wish Your Majesty Queen Sirikit a gracious birthday celebration with the warm-hearted people of Thailand, and a happy Mother's Day to all the loving mothers of the nation.
Fly-in news. Lives lost to heavy rains in India. As of Wednesday, August 10th, at least six people perished as days of torrential precipitation deluged parts of the northwestern state of Rajasthan. Affected areas included Hadoti region, as well as Udaipur, Sirohi, and Ajmer. In the Hadoti districts of Kota, Baran, and Jalawar, district administration officials and police evacuated residents from at least two dozen inundated villages whose communication was cut off due to severe damage to telephone lines. Heavy rains in the Mount Abu region also triggered a minor landslide, stranding tourists as it blocked a primary road.
Conveying her sympathy and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please check to see if help is required, asking that they also go, if possible, to comfort the storm affected. She added that funds for emergency needs are available.
Our appreciation for the life-protecting measures of Indian officials and personnel, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving concern, with our sincere condolences to those who lost loved ones. We pray that such weather intensities may soon be eased through our kinder, eco-caring ways.
Over 95,000 people affected by Southwest China quake. On Tuesday evening, August 9th, a tremor measuring 5.0 on the Richter scale struck Tangchong County in Yunnan Province, near Myanmar or Burma, 50 kilometers from Baoshan City. Some 30 rescue teams were dispatched and evacuated nearly 600 people, at least six of whom were injured, and two who were hospitalized in serious condition. The Yunnan Civil Affairs Department distributed several hundred tents, coats, and blankets throughout the epicenter area. On Wednesday, officials said that more than 22,800 homes and other infrastructure facilities had been damaged as at least eight aftershocks occurred within 2 hours of the original quake.
Conveying her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please consult with local officials on any needed assistance. Saying that financial aid for urgent necessities is available, she also requested that they go, if possible, to render help to the most desperate.
Our gratefulness, officials and personnel, for your quick response to the disaster, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her attentive concern. We pray for the Chinese people's smooth recuperation to health and regular daily lives, and for humanity's greater benevolence to minimize such distressing events as these.
Volcanoes erupt in USA. Early on Tuesday, August 9th, the Cleveland volcano began erupting on the remote Chuganadok Island, about 940 miles or 1,513 kilometers southwest of Anchorage, Alaska. No residents were affected, and although the volcano is situated on a major North Pacific flight path, officials stated that there is no evidence of a plume that would interfere with visibility or aircraft equipment at this time.
Also, on Wednesday, August 10th, U.S. scientists studying a volcano area off the western coast of Oregon for more than a decade announced the first ever accurate forecast of an underwater eruption when they discovered through remote sensing equipment that the volcano, known as the Axial Seamount, had become active in April. The initial eruption spread lava 1.2 miles, or 2 kilometers, across the sea floor, with ocean chemistry changes that the scientists said are bringing new organisms to the region.
We are thankful for the safety of both human and marine co-inhabitants. May all such potential dangers be curbed through humanity's more caring lifestyles in a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Of a hen. To the field I go this morning. Standing tall, I greet the river and mountain. With my young innocent babes in the pond, we swim and bathe. Skipping along right behind Mama, young feathers with newly tinged hues, round eyes like tiny beans. Oh, my babies, how adorable you are. For the corn and grains, we're grateful to humans. Every day, happy and carefree, fresh, clear water and shady trees, So green the grass in the gentle breeze. Blue sky, wispy clouds, flowing streams. Life is like a fairy dream. Thank you, Lord Creator, for these days of peace and safety. Then came an unexpected calamity. A net was suddenly cast upon me, a flash of a shiny blade, a scream muffled in splattering blood. My babies are left behind. Mama's heart is torn and shattered. Please love my children for me. Don't kill them. My precious babies.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet.
Day 530.
Be vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai.
Citizens speak out. People in countries like Chile, Libya, Syria, Tunisia, Uganda, and Yemen are among those across the globe who continue to gather in solidarity to stand up for government reforms that grant greater human rights, equality, and democracy.
Uganda. Thousands of people gathered in Masaka on Wednesday, August 10th, to attend a memorial service for a toddler who had been fatally shot by security forces during walk-to-work protests over rising food and fuel costs. As minority party leader Kizza Besigye renewed calls for resumed demonstrations, the government troops fired tear gas to disperse the crowds.
Chile. Following Tuesday's protests that were joined by over 500,000 people in cities around the country, the government on Wednesday announced that it would meet with representatives of students for dialogue about their demands for educational reform.
Tunisia. Hundreds of people in Tunis protested the release of two former regime officials from state custody, as well as permission being granted for presidential confidant Saida Agrebi to leave the country as they demanded a new independent judiciary.
Yemen. President Ali Abdullah Saleh agreed on Wednesday for the fourth time to restart negotiations toward the Gulf Arab Peace Initiative's goal of ending the unrest and transferring power peacefully. Also on Wednesday, government forces and pro-activist tribal members signed a peace agreement in the city of Taiz in an effort to restore stability to the city.
Libya. Agence France-Presse reported that thousands of Libyans who have fled across the border into Tunisia are facing severe shortages of food and medical care, with interim Tunisian Prime Minister Bezi Caid Essebsi saying that he is seeking an urgent solution for ongoing efforts to assist the refugees. Meanwhile, Canada and Denmark expelled their nation's Libyan diplomats as Denmark invited an envoy from the Transitional National Council in Benghazi.
Syria. On Wednesday, August 10th, India, Brazil, and South Africa sent envoys to promote dialogue between the government and the people, as Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Egyptian Foreign Minister Mohamed Kamel Amer, and Algerian Foreign Ministry spokesman Amar Balani also called for a halt to all violence and bloodshed, while the U.S. announced sanctions on Syrian companies that have been involved in the violent suppression of peaceful demonstrators. Kuwaiti citizens held a protest, and Egyptians launched a Facebook campaign, with both groups calling for Syrian ambassadors to be expelled from their countries. Meanwhile, activists reporting to Agence France-Presse stated that security forces attacked two more towns on Thursday, Al-Qusair and Sarakeb, resulting in at least 10 deaths, 16 injuries, and 100 arrests, including 35 children. This follows 16 deaths in Homs and over 100 wounded on Wednesday.
With sorrow for the cherished lives lost and those who are injured or oppressed, we pray that the turmoil everywhere ends and that people in nations across the globe may choose to coexist in freedom and dignity as a peaceful world.
much more do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
How do we stop war? It only stops when all of us contribute to peace in our action, speech, and thought. And of course, we have to also advise our government that peace is the only thing we want. And we do not want war at all. Because deep down in our heart, everyone's heart, everyone just loves peace so that they can go around in their business and the actors can have peace of mind and time to entertain people. And the husband will be staying home to love his wife, and the father would be there for the children. I don't know why we ever even think of war at all. Because from all we know, since time immemorial, war has not brought much happiness or any good things to humankind. So we should have learned from the history, and we should never start the war in any case.
Tôi phải làm chiến sĩ hòa bình, xin hòa giải. Vì nếu em chờ tôi chờ anh, chờ nhau mãi. Rồi tóc sẽ thôi xanh, tình sẽ thành nắng trái. Bạn sẽ thành thù, núi cao biến thành sông sâu. Ngôn ngữ con người rồi bất lực. Tại sao ta phải khóc khi ta có thể cười? Tại sao bỏ niềm vui đi tìm nỗi khổ? Hãy nắm tay nhau bay qua miền giống tổ, nhìn xuống cuộc đời cười vang vang đất trời bên. Hãy ôm nhau vào lòng nói lời thánh thiện, nói lời yêu thương, dựng lại thiên đường ngày cũ, ngày mới vào đời nhau đó nghe em.
Be here now.
Save our planet. U.S.-based Yale University on August 2, 2011 announced that students participating in Amazon rainforest field research have discovered a naturally occurring organism that can degrade plastic even in the absence of oxygen, which could offer a solution for buried landfill situations.
Save Our Planet, a study by Japanese researchers published in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences on August 2, 2011, reveals that two glaciers, Yala and AX010 in Nepal, have been shrinking at an accelerated rate in the past decade due to global warming and are now in danger of disappearing completely.
following the vegan diet of kindness. Today, I have a tip from beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai. Any printed page has some blank leftover strip or margin that can be cut out for a short note, shopping list, etc. The shredded papers from the office could be stuffed in an old pant leg or stocking for a door's jaw stopper, or stuffed in an empty pillowcase for cushions. Mother Earth and the forest will be grateful, and you have fun doing, using, or and gifting them to friends. Our many thanks, always thoughtful Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this great nature-loving tip. Also, thank you for watching, eco-viewers, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather from around the world.
In humanitarian news, the European Commission donates more than 3 million euro to Nepal. The funds from the Humanitarian Aid and Civil Protection Department of the European Commission, or ECHO, will be used to help the southern Asian nation in preparing for extreme natural events. Support will be given to communities to develop early warning systems, form rescue teams, construct evacuation routes, as well as shelters with water and sanitation facilities. In addition, 3 hospitals and 2 rehabilitation centers will be assisted to augment their readiness for major earthquakes. Our earnest appreciation, European Commission, for your care and generosity to the beautiful people of Nepal. May all nations extend a helping hand and loving heart to brethren at this urgent time of our planet.
In cultural news, International Youth Day is commemorated today. Endorsed by the United Nations in 1999, it is a time to raise awareness about the UN's World Programme of Action for Youth. This is a framework to support improving the lives of young people around the world. Also, it is a day to emphasize the important contributions and choices made by many of the younger generation, including their practice of the green lifestyle and their compassionate work in helping animals and humans alike. May heaven bless all young people with peaceful and happy futures as we celebrate International Youth Day. Up next on Noteworthy News, Canadian vegan athlete Brendon Bridger's new book describes how to get maximum nutrients with the lightest ecological food step. We're going to thank heaven now for all the blessings in our lives. Stay tuned for more illustrious news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, peaceful news for a harmonious world. In Veg News, a recently released book highlights the plant-based diet for health and sustainability. Acclaimed vegan Canadian athlete, author and speaker, Mr. Brendon Brazier, spoke about whole foods to thrive.
This new book has 200 recipes that are all plant-based, whole food. 2/3 of recipes, the other 1/3 is environmental/food issues book. So it's looking at the amount of resources used to produce food, so land, water, fossil fuel, and the emissions created.
In the book, Mr. Brazier introduces the nutrient-to-resource ratio, which describes how to get as many vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, and antioxidants while using the least amount of natural resources. The launch of Whole Foods to Thrive took place at the Octopus Garden Holistic Yoga Center in Toronto, Ontario, and included book signings, a talk by Mr. Brazier, and delectable vegan food.
I want people to feel empowered. I want them to feel as though they can make a difference by making informed choices.
Congratulations and best wishes, Mr. Brennan Brazier, on your exciting new book. Also, a standing ovation for your dedication to sharing information on the innumerable benefits of the vegan diet for the well-being of ourselves and the earth. May all soon join the global movement to a more vibrant life through plant-based eating.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai, entitled Honest Employee.
An employee walks into the account office and says, "What is the meaning of this? I have been paid £200 less than what was decided upon." The accountant replies, "I know, but you did not complain when we paid £200 extra by mistake last month." The employee snaps back, "Well, I don't mind the occasional mistake, but when you make it a habit of it, I think I need to report."
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I've been watching the animal world, our co-inhabitants. I want to learn the telepathy communication method. I love you. Sune from Daejeon, South Korea.
Sweet Song A, it's great to hear from you. How wonderful that you wish to communicate more closely with our well-wishing animal friends. Good luck, and we love you too. May heaven's blessings always be with you and the spiritual people of South Korea.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be graced with the gifts of faith and harmony.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Visiting South Sudan for the first time since it recognized autonomy in July 2011, Chinese Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi conveys his country's wishes for success as he speaks with South Sudanese President Salva Kiir about furthering bilateral cooperation.
In an effort to safeguard the public, Jordan's Ministry of Health increases its anti-smoking campaign in public places during the holy month of Ramadan, requesting also that the city of Amman refuse licensing for tents that promote or allow the harmful practice.
South Korea's Ministry of Unification announces that in response to a request from North Korea, the nation's Red Cross is providing $4.7 million in relief aid, including food, medicine, and daily necessities, to assist in the recovery of North Korean brethren affected by recent floods.
In Ireland, the Animal Rights Action Network honors Mr. John Byrne with the Compassionate Citizen Award after the 38-year-old homeless man jumped immediately from a bridge into the cold waters of the river below to rescue his rabbit companion.
For his loving selfless deed, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Mr. Byrne with the Shining World Compassion Award, along with a contribution of 2,000 euros.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.